Pages 8 and 9. Thermometer showing degrees in centigrade on the left. Fahrenheit on the right. Prayut. Okay. I'll do the report on rainfall because it doesn't rain every day. Ha ha. And Marisa, you and your friends can take turns reporting on the high temperatures every day. Teacher. Actually, Marisa and her friends will have more to say about climate change than you will, Prayut, because they will have clearest evidence about global warming. The hot summers we are having now lead to more severe storms and dangerous flooding. And the opposite is happening at the same time, more severe droughts lasting for years. Severe and sudden flooding following days of extremely high heat. Page 9. Years of drought in South Africa. Marisa. Teacher, what will happen if the world keeps getting warmer and warmer each year? What will happen to Princess Hia? Prayut. It's obvious. She's gonna die because she needs a moderate climate and a good amount of rainfall. Teacher, she will migrate further north along with all kinds of plants and animals. It's already happening. It's called climate migration. The people who migrate are called climate refugees. Tropical diseases like dengue fever and malaria are moving north to warming areas too. Marisa, that's really scary. What are we gonna do? Teacher, you are the new generation and you must solve the problem. But at least I have taught you how scientific methods like recording temperatures and rainfall changes and sharing results with others will be a good weapon for dealing with climate change.